In the introit of today's Mass, we pray, forgive us our sins. And in the end of the Gospel, our Lord tells the man who was sitting at the pool of Bethsaida for 38 years waiting to be healed, thou art healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We speak a great deal today about the forgiveness of sin. All of the epistle talked about those who would live in justice, they would die in that way, and so on and so forth. And those who would not follow the ways of justice would die in their sins, and etc. But we're talking the whole Mass long, it seems, about the forgiveness of sin. The gospel scene is a very beautiful one. The pool of Bethsaida, it has five porches. Perhaps that symbolizes the five wounds of our blessed Savior. And the water, every once in a while, gets stirred about in this pool. And they say that the one who stirs that water up is actually the archangel Saint Raphael. And that's why he's called the heavenly healer, or the heavenly physician, and is the patron of sick people. But he would stir up that water in the pool, and the first of all the men who are sick, who are just sort of lying around or standing around waiting for that water to move, whoever was first to jump in would be healed of whatever sickness he had. But then our Lord comes onto the scene, and he surveys everything, and he notices there are men that can't walk, and some that can't see, and some that have their limbs are lame. And he sees this man in his bed. He sees that he's quite old, and he approaches him. And he says to him, "How long have you been here?" He tells him, 38 years. "Well, why are you still here for that long?" "Because I have no man to pick me up and put me in. By the time I can get out of this bed and get to the pool, someone else has already gone in and been healed." So our Lord does what only he can do. He says, "You are healed." A sign of the forgiveness of sin, too. It's just that easy. By one act of his will, he can heal a person in body or in soul. Now, today's saint heard those words, you might say, and she was assured at one point in her life that she had been, all of her sins had been forgiven. You are made whole. You are made holy. St. Margaret of Cortona, though, she was the Magdalene of a much later century in Italy. And when she was quite young, her mother died. Her father then married very shortly after. The stepmother, however, did not like Margaret too well, mistreated her and everything. So St. Margaret turned 18, and she was out the house, as so many of our young kids are today. And they say she was very beautiful, a gift from God, truly. But some people obviously use it to bad ends. May those who have been blessed with beauty always have the grace to use it well and never poorly. But she then started living a very bad life and in sin. And one day, it was a public scandal. Everyone knew about it and what a terrible sinner she was. But one day she waited for her boyfriend to come home. And well, she waited and waited. Finally, no one came, but the dog did, and started pulling on her skirt to take her out of the house. She followed him, and followed him deep into the forest, where it was found, the dead body of her boyfriend. He had been murdered. and perhaps we can only judge it this way or guess, he had died in the state of sin. But what a grace for St. Margaret. At that moment, though she was a sinner, such a grace was given to her that her first thought was, and where is his soul now at this very moment? And it was that thought that changed her life around. Immediately, she wanted to do penance. She went back and, much like the penitents would be doing centuries ago, all through Lent, she put on the penitential garb. She knelt outside the church doors, and there, in front of everyone, she begged for God's mercy. She did penance, and thus she helped to overcome the public scandal as well. Eventually, she tried to go back home. She was rejected, and she went back out into the world, but because the family rejected her like that, she almost decided to turn back to the life of sin. But she had decided not to by a grace of God. And she entered the Order of the Franciscans. And there she did much penance for 25 years. She died when she was only 50, but at some point during those 25 years of her penance, our Lord told her, all your sins are now forgiven. And she had released by her prayers many poor souls from purgatory. I think she even cured the sick and raised a dead boy to life. And many other things. Her prayers are very powerful. But remember this about her, about today's gospel. It doesn't matter how many sins you have sort of racked up in your past. If you're sorry and you approach our Lord with this contrition, it can all be forgiven. But never forget what you have to do after your confession, to do your penance, so that all of the temporal punishment which is due to them can be forgiven. That's the part, I think, that many Catholics forget. We live a soft and easy life when we do have a lot to make up for. So tonight, let us ask this dear saint, this penitent saint, St. Margaret of Cortona, for the grace truly to make up for our past sins, entrusting them with hope to the mercy of the Sacred Heart of our blessed Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.